Hello, everyone. I'm Arthur, and I've always been fascinated by history. While many of my friends are obsessed with military history or the architecture of the Victorian era, my true passion has always been the history of lighting. I just love seeing how our ancestors brightened up their homes after dark, before electricity was invented. Last month, I decided to visit the Industrial Museum. I usually find out about their special exhibits on their website or sometimes in a local magazine. However, I actually learnt that they were demonstrating a genuine 1830s candle-making machine through their monthly newsletter. As soon as I read the article, I knew I have to go and see it in person. When I arrived, I expected this impressive piece of equipment to be proudly displayed in the main exhibition hall, or perhaps out in the courtyard where there is plenty of space. Instead, I was directed down a narrow stone staircase to the basement. It was a bit dark and damp down there, but I suppose it really added to the authentic historical atmosphere. The museum guide explained exactly how the machine worked. These days, we are used to candles made from paraffin wax, and the wealthy folk back then could afford lovely, sweet-smelling beeswax. But for the masses in the 1830s, this machine primarily used animal fat to produce everyday candles. It was cheap and readily available at the time.
I was incredibly curious about how the massive machine was powered. Early models in the preceding decades were often operated using a simple hand crank, and some larger mills later used a water wheel. But this specific model, being from the height of the 1830s industrial boom, was actually driven by a small steam engine. It was incredibly noisy and rattled the floorboards, but it was remarkably efficient.
The core of the machine is where the actual magic happens. The hot liquid isn't poured into clay pots or iron pipes, as I originally guessed. Instead, it is pumped directly into a highly polished brass mould. The guide mentioned this particular material was chosen because it allowed the finished candles to slide out completely smoothly once they had cooled down and solidified.
Experiencing the machine in full operation truly engages all your senses. I was fully prepared for the deafening noise of the machinery and the thick black smoke billowing from the engine. What I wasn't quite ready for was the overpowering smell produced by the boiling fat. It was quite overwhelming and unpleasant, to be perfectly honest.
Despite that discomfort, the production rate was absolutely astonishing. A machine like this could easily churn out over 1,000 candles a single day. You might think these were destined for the grand dining tables of wealthy homes, or perhaps to light up local churches. In reality, the vast majority were shipped straight to factories, where workers desperately needed cheap illumination to keep the looms running during the dark, freezing winter months.
After the fascinating demonstration concluded, I naturally visited the museum gift shop. I was very tempted by an illustrated book on industrial history, and I usually make a point to buy a postcard everywhere I go, but this time I couldn't resist purchasing a beautiful replica of an 1830s candle to add to my personal collection at home.
The whole museum experience has really inspired me to take up a new hobby. In fact, I'm planning to try my hand at making some traditional candles myself at home. I certainly won't be using animal fat, though, given the terrible odour. While standard paraffin wax is the cheapest option, I've decided to invest in some top-quality beeswax for my first attempt. I'm hoping they'll turn out well and smell wonderful.